Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is...
Can I ask a question? And
I think I was about to start this the same way as you are.
No,
going
I don't
to.
Think so. What year did you graduate high school?
I'm not going to say. Why?
What does it start with?
One.
191.
One.
You know what I mean.
I was there when JC was in his prime. Here's my thing. I was going to start in a very similar way.
Okay.
There's a story out about people who grew up in the 90s, mm-hmm. like... romanticize it so much.
Yeah.
That like yeah. life right now, which I don't know how you could say life right now. I understand. Groceries are expensive and gas and like, whatever. Life right now is pretty incredible. If you like-
We just, have come a long way for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. But you guys just can't stop obsessing about the 90s. Mm. Like I don't, the 90s, the 90s are not my jam. Like music
what were you?
Sucked.
What were you doing in the 90s? I'm being genuine. Like, was that your rock star days? Were you the yes. airport guy at that yes. time?
Yes.
All okay.
that. All that. But I mean, it's like, why do you think, because you guys, when you saw this story, that is like, what about the 90s specifically makes you wax nostalgic about it so much? You connected to that headline immediately, right? Like, do you miss mm-hmm. the 90s?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, the 90s Chicago Bulls. I mean, what's better than that? Jordan winning 6 championships for a boy growing like me, growing up in Iowa with no basketball team, but to get to watch Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but
I mean, there's nothing like
that. You get
that.
To watch Jokic, right? Like that's yeah. incredible.
But there's just
because he's not winning championships.
The way the shoes were, the way everything was so rare too. Like you'd have to see a game. You'd have to actually tune in and see a game on TV. Now you can see the clips. You can see the highlights. People text them to you. Like, you get way more, which is better, but it's not...
it doesn't have as much meaning yeah. or, like,
so
passion
you,
it's not like
it.
A special.
Your yeah. unlimited access is a bad thing.
You're saying... Yeah. Oh, for sure. And I don't know if I would consider myself a 90s kid. Like, I was born in 95, but I don't have, like, a lot of... That's the thing. It's like, what was I doing in those first 5 years? It doesn't count. Sorry.
You were born in 95.
Sorry.
Regroup.
Okay, you're still nostalgic. You don't like, would you, if you could get a time machine, would you live your life in this time or would you go back? And like, would you want to be what he's talking about in the more like.
I think I would go back, but specifically I love social media. I truly do. I love TikTok. I love Instagram. I totally understand, though, like how detrimental it could be. I would hate to be a young teen right now growing up in it. But I don't mind social media personally, but I would absolutely go back because of all of the tracking that comes along with social media. I know we make jokes about how I'm a PI and I can find anyone. I hate it because I can't stop thinking about it.
Wow.
Are you being like you right now? You're talking on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, is part of your brain tracking somebody?
Oh, absolutely. Multiple people. I know Melina is in Florida.
What? Are you being serious?
Yeah.
You're thinking about that right now. That's for on
sure.
your brain.
And I can guarantee I'm not the only one who was like dating someone and, you know, they said, I'm going to go to, I don't know,
A bar.
A bar.
Tom's some sort Watch of, yeah. Bar downtown. I'm going to be in McGregor Square.
Great. I'll watch your Instagram story, whatever. I'm going to watch Tom's Instagram story, see who...
Hold on.
Because they
You're going to go to Tom's Watch Bar's...
Instagram. See what they're posting, marketing-wise or whatever. See if they're tagging anyone or resharing. Go to theirs. Watch those. Look for the person in the background. Oh, it's terrible.
Because you don't trust them or you just...
Kind of both.
Because you just need to like...
It's definitely not FOMO at that point. It's just what's going on. And I hate that we have access to that. That's what I would get rid of.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay. Okay. I want to move you back to the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You're an embryo. But like you still have this knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that someday you'll be able to track things and you could just let that all go. If we just took that technology from you, you'd think you'd be better.
Yeah.
Then just take it from yourself.
But I can't because I know it exists and I need to see.
Wow.
In the
like,
world
I wish I
that?
Didn't know about it, truly.
And you couldn't, you can't just
Turn it off. Yeah, no.
I remember getting, I was a sophomore in high school when I first got a cell phone and it was a Razor, like the flip one. God, they were so awesome. I got the silver one. And I was one of the last ones to get it. And I remember showing up to my buddy's house. He had like a friends over, a party, but we were in high school. Like we weren't drinking or anything, just kids hanging out. And it was like, look, everyone, I got a phone. And they're like, oh, cool. And I tossed it onto the couch and then we went and just had.
You
and
left your phone hung there.
Out. Yeah. Wow. I didn't have internet on it. I would take a picture.
You could play Snake on it though.
Yeah, but it just wasn't the focus. And I agree with what you're saying about kids now, or it's like you go to the party, it's like, I got to get a picture with you. I got to get a picture with you. Picture. Now we post it. Now people who aren't at the party, like Aaron, that sounded.
No, it's okay.
Sounded like you weren't invited, but I don't know.
She's a child.
It's not my party. But now you're increasing this like fear of missing out, where it's kind of like if you weren't there, you just weren't there.
Yeah.
And you don't really know what you missed. Because you couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of weird that we're talking about this right now because one of my buddies came over and had coffee. He just shows up randomly sometimes in my house and just kind of knocks on the sliding glass door and I open the door and whatever. Mm. His kid just turned 18. They went to Vegas, which you're like, is that a fun place to go when you're 18? Mm. Apparently it is.
Interesting. Because there's places
that let you drive the like fast cars even when you're 18. Like they have the racetracks or whatever.
Oh. You could get married, I think.
At 18, I think you could.
Yeah.
They'll take it.
Anyway, the big roller coaster at like one of the casinos, New York or whatever, they went on that roller coaster and they told him, take everything out of your pockets. And he's like, okay. And they did, but he's like, he left his phone in his pocket.
Oh, no.
And on one of the big loop-de-loops, God, please don't be mad at me for sharing this story. On one of the big loop-de-loops, out it goes.
Oof.
Lost his phone. And it was like, they were dwelling on the phone part, whatever. And then they finally went like, look, this is your trip. Let's just get over it. And he said they had the most fun. They had the most connection they've ever had. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It was because he didn't have his phone.
Yeah.
Because it was just all of a sudden
forced
he's
to stay in the moment. Yeah.
As opposed to he's like, he distinctly remembers a girl walking by at the pool and how cute she was. And he's like, you wouldn't have seen her.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would have had your face in your phone.
I've thought about going back to a flip phone.
You, my dear, need an abacus and the papyrus scroll.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.